Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hello, you're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anna O'Donoghue. This week's guest is her second time on the podcast, back by popular demand, Dolly Buckley, our resident beauty columnist and makeup artist in Irish Country Living. Dolly has been writing a beauty column for us now for a long, long time. I couldn't tell you the amount of years it's been. Last time Dolly was on, she spoke all about herself and her own story, which is very interesting. This time, though, we've gotten her back to discuss, in honour of summer, a bit about the sun, minding your skin, the sun, makeup in the sun, and also how to get a tan without the sun. So, fake tan. On the weather front, we've good weather predicted next week, so that's why we decided to do this, so fingers crossed. And if you can hear a little knocking at the end of the podcast, it's on my side, unfortunately. Apologies, there is a little bit of work going on here in IFJHQ, so God bless the work, and I hope you enjoy. Dolly Buckley, our resident Irish Country Living beauty columnist and makeup artist, you're very welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, thank you very much for having me on.
How have you been since the last time we had you in the podcast? This is your return visit.
That's right. Well, like everyone, we've been in lockdown, but we've been keeping busy on the farm, busy with the teenagers. And it's great to be back chatting to you today, Anne.
And how's business been the last while? Are things picking up a small bit, Dolly, with, I suppose, more events and things opening?
Yes, very much so. I'm back doing a bit of filming, of course, my beauty column for you. Back working with the Powder Room Girls. We're very busy now with weddings. I mean, I feel sorry for a lot of the brides, that some of them, only the other day I was working with a bride who's cancelled her wedding 3 times. Very hard. So, yes, we're slowly but surely, we're all getting back out there and we're all vaccinated and life is getting a little bit easier.
Fantastic. Well, we're talking about a very happy topic today. It's really sun related. So, you know, it's all going to be bright.
Yes. Lots of tips on sun creams and Best Buy beauty products.
My colleague Janine, who works with me in Country Living, swears by Carlo Weather on Twitter. He forecasts the weather, and she was telling me this morning that he said from the 10th of August, the weather is going to get good again. So we're just in time for the end of the summer with our tips.
Perfect. Good.
I suppose a good place to start, perhaps the most important area, what would you think? Sun creams, Dolly.
Yes. Well, first of all, I think it's very important to stress that your face cream, your moisturiser that you'll use in the morning and the evening, it does protect your skin. They normally have SPF in them. I use the Kiehl's Ultra Facial Moisturizer, which is absolutely brilliant. That's got an SPF of 30, but that doesn't protect your skin if you're going to sit out in the sun. So, and also Liz Earle, she does a very good, it's called Environmental Defense Cream. And that's, if you've got very, very sensitive skin, that's ideal for the hot weather as a moisturizer, but it isn't a sun cream. So you then need to buy yourself a really proper sun cream. And I love, which is great, is the Nivea Sun. It's a very good moisturizing mousse that you can put on over your moisturizer, and it protects your face and your skin throughout the day.
And in terms of your face, Dolly, should we all be, would you recommend 50 for the face always? Like, should you be looking to get a colour on your face, or do you want to just keep it less sun as possible?
No, I would definitely say 50 on your face, because the sun is very, very aging. It's nice to get a little bit of colour. We are going to talk about fake tans in a little while, and I can give you, you know, the best tans on the market that'll give you a little bit of a sun-kissed glow to your face. But my advice is definitely, definitely, if you're sitting out in the sun, always wear a hat and always have a very, very good sun cream on your face. Clarins does an excellent, called Dry Touch Facial Sun Care, and that's SPS 50. It's about €23. It's long-lasting and it's quick-drying, and you can actually have a bit of makeup on and put this over the top. And definitely don't forget to put sun cream on your neck, back of the neck, and on your hands. Very important.
And I suppose, Dolly, if you're out in the sun, say if you're going for coffee with a friend or whatever, if I have makeup on, will that protect me from the sun?
No. If you're going to put makeup on, it will have a bit of SPF in it, but it's not going to protect you. My advice is always have your sunglasses. Have a good pair of sunglasses, and if you are sitting out, you know, get that sun cream on your face, do put that hat on, because the sun is very, very damaging. It's nice to have a little bit of sun, but particularly, you know, midday sun, it's at its hottest. And also on your chest, you know, you can get very crepey skin on your neck and your chest. I've got quite a few friends of mine that live in Australia, and they're my age, they're in their 50s. And, you know, their skin can go a bit leathery because they're always in the sun, and that you just get that sun cream onto your neck. Very important.
And I suppose, Dolly, you put on your sun cream and you're going out for a lovely lunch with the ladies or whatever. Will your makeup go on the same? Should I be worried about, like, my foundation? Will it set differently or apply differently because I have sun cream on?
Yeah, if you get, they do specific sun protection for your face. So get the facial sun protection that you can wear underneath your makeup, like the Nivea Sun I just mentioned. It's like a light mousse. It's a very good sun protector, particularly if you've got very, very pale skin, and then you can put your makeup over the top.
Brilliant. Okay. And I suppose when it's really hot, is less more with makeup? I even know during the hot weather I was putting on makeup and I was like, it's melting.
Absolutely. Less is more. But sorry, back to the sun creams though. Ultra Sun is an excellent family sun lotion. It's for all the family. It's fragrance-free. It's cruelty-free. It's suitable for infants. It's an excellent family sun cream to have, you know, for all over the body. But, back to your makeup in the sun. Yes, keep it light. Very much keep it light. Again, we can talk about that later on. I've got a great fake tan and a few makeup tips for the summer.
So, Dolly, obviously prevention is key. We don't want to get this far, but, you know, accidents happen, definitely, especially when you're out and about and you forget to put on your sun cream. What would you recommend after sunrise or for a soothing sunburn?
I've got two brilliant tips. The first is actually an old wives' tale, I thought, but actually it really does work. My grandmother told me about it, and I've actually used it myself over the years. What you do is you get a cup, 2 cups of cold water, and you get 3 lemons. Squeeze the lemons into the cold water, and you put that little bowl in the fridge. Keep it in the fridge. And if you are unfortunately sunburnt, you can just get the cold water out of the fridge, the lemon water, and use a soft sponge or a cotton pad, and you just dab it onto the skin. The lemon is a natural disinfectant and a healer, and obviously the cold water will cool, and that really works well. Now, that it is a bit stingy, but it really does work. And the other thing that's brilliant is aloe vera gel. You can buy it in any good health food shop, in Boots the Chemist. Get a big tube of it. It's about €5 or €6. Leave it in the fridge, and aloe vera heals, moisturizes, cools, and it actually soothes the skin. So it's a brilliant product, great for the shoulders, great for the face. So definitely those two are ideal if you do unfortunately get sunburnt.
I always find aloe vera fantastic. If unfortunately I got sunburned, when you put it on, it just disappears straight away.
Yeah, it's very quick drying, and it really works. It does what it says on the packet.
Yeah, but you have you used that, your grandmother's recipe?
Oh, yeah, lemon water. Yeah. If you've really got, I remember my son Tobias, he got very burnt on his shoulders 1 year in Spain, and it is a bit stingy, but it heals really quickly and it soothes, and it really does work.
And I suppose, Dolly, When you're a beauty wise, if you're going to the beach or anything, is there anything in particular you'd bring with you?
Okay, so I always say to a great tip, first of all, a decent beach bag, make sure it's got a zip on it. That's for starters. You always need, I kind of do a little checklist. You always need, particularly for us girls, a wide brimmed proper sun hat. You really want to keep the sun off your face.
I agree with you there. I've found even since I got older, the best thing is just get the big hat and keep it off your face altogether, because I hate getting a colour on my face.
Yeah, definitely. You want to keep it, especially on your chest area, neck area, a good decent hat that's comfortable. Also, decent pair of sunglasses, because if you don't wear sunglasses, you're going to squint and you're going to get those crow's feet around your eyes. So, and a furrowed brow. So you really do want to keep a good pair of sunglasses on you. Also, never go anywhere without your refillable water. Make sure you've got your water. You should be drinking 2 litres of water a day, particularly if you're sitting out in the sun. Keep hydrated. Then I always get a plastic Ziploc, you know, the plastic Ziploc freezer bags. Or you can get in Superdrug or Pennies, they do those little, just clear plastic, little cosmetic zip bags, and you put all your sun creams together. So you can see what you've got. Also, what's a winner product is Aveda has a very good hair protective mist. And so I always have that in with my sun creams, especially when the children have come out of the sea. You can just spritz their hair, give them a little, plait it through, put a bobbin on the end, and then it protects the hair from the sun. And I use it because I put highlights through my hair, and the sun can really lift your hair colour. So this is great for stopping the colour to fade, keeping your hair moisturised, stopping it going dry. Another tip is, if you go on Amazon, you can get yourself a waterproof mobile phone little cover. That's winner to put in your bag. And I always bring an extra T-shirt, you know, just in case somebody gets sunburnt, which does happen. You've got that little T-shirt to pop on over the top. Also, don't go anywhere without your wet wipes. A little pack of travel wet wipes and travel tissues. If anyone gets sticky fingers or sand in the eye, it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, they're definitely very good tips.
Yes, and then my last little tip, it's actually Charlotte Tilbury's bought out. It's a lip oil. It's by Charlotte Tilbury, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a hint of rose pink in it, so it kind of gives you a little bit of colour. But it's called her Crystal Magic Lip Oil, and I always have that in my bag with all my sunscreen, because it just, if anyone gets dry lips, it's a unisex product. Everyone can use it, and it just keeps the lips nice and moistened if they do get cracked in the sunshine. So yeah, keep your little bag together. And the other tip is, don't, I know it's not a cosmetic tip, but don't bring your main wallet. Always bring, Pennies do a lovely selection of pretty coloured zip wallets, like little zip purses, and pop a couple of euro in there and have that in your beach bag as well.
Yeah, definitely for the ice cream. My sister and I bought something very clever for her holidays. When it's a sun cream, but it's just a fake. It's like a little holder. And it opens up when you pop your little purse in there, whatever you have with you, just so you know, to keep it safe.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But I can't stress enough, always have that water with you, and also just a few snacks, of course, if you're bringing the children, healthy snacks. But it's, beach bag is very, very important, and with a zip, because things fall out, particularly when everyone's charging around the beach or poolside.
And then everyone's on their own with the sand coming home. We've no tips for that.
Yes.
Except no, well, I suppose a good plastic bag. Throw your towels into it.
Yeah, I mean, a good plastic bag. Any of that, you know, even in the pound shop, they do some great, they've got some Barbie bags at the minute, a bit of fun for 70 cents or something. Yeah, definitely, but it's got to have a zip on it.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I suppose the other, you don't have to, if you're wearing sun cream, if you're avoiding sun, but you don't have to go without tan. I'm a big fan of fake tan myself, Dolly, so I'll indulge you in this one 100%.
Oh, well, I've tried every tan on the market. And also, I've got 2 teenage daughters who love their tan. So, you know, as a mother, any tan that doesn't come off on the sheets and towels and things is a winner tan for me. But my favourite tan of this year is Skinny Tan. Skinny Tan was actually a product that was launched on Dragon's Den. Two mothers, actually, I think it's been around for about 5 years, but I've only just found it. It's absolutely brilliant. It's foolproof. What I love about it is it's so easy to apply. It's got a lovely, just a whiff of coconut, and it melts onto the skin. It dries in seconds, and absolutely truth, you could put on after 2 minutes of applying it over to over your body, you could put on a crisp white shirt and it doesn't come off on anything. It's amazing. And it's just a lovely natural tan. You can build it up. I always do my tan the night before I go anywhere. But if you want it, and that's about 20 euro, you can buy it in chemists, any boots, the chemist, any good chemist.
And is that an instant tan, Dolly? Or do you
it does take a few hours. It gradually builds. So that's why I always do my tan the night before. And the other tan that's brilliant, if you like a slightly darker tan, like my teenagers, like, and this is great for your legs, actually, if you like an instant darker tan, is the Bondi Sands. That's a very, very good tan. Again, it's got a kind of a Tropicana holiday smell to it. But now Bondi Sands can come off on your clothes if you don't leave it the 6 hours before it fully comes out the tan. But again, I think if you're going to do your tan properly for the summer, then plan yourself. And my advice is always do it the night before you're going anywhere. Get that tan on.
And Dolly, in terms of, I suppose, prepping before you put on tan, should you exfoliate? Should you moisturise?
Absolutely. So, in Boots the Chemist Sanctuary, they come in big pots. It's about 13, 14 euro. And they do a very, very good body scrub. Sanctuary Spa. It's a classic salt, it's called. So have your shower. Put this all over your body. Mind your eyes, on your face, but just particularly your back of legs, your elbows, your feet. Give yourself a gentle body scrub and then wash that off. And then I use the Lancôme Nutrix Royal Body Butter. That is an amazing, it is a luxury moisturiser. It is a bit more spendy. That is about 49 euro. Lasts forever. It's absolutely gorgeous. E45 cream is also a very good, that's about 5 or 6 euro a tube. But they're really good kind of dense moisturizers that give your skin that lovely glow. And once you've moisturized, then you can apply your tan. And my advice with applying your tan is always make sure you've got no jewelry on. Take your earrings out, take all your jewelry off. I always just stand on a towel in the bathroom and you work from the feet up. So if you're going to use your skinny tan, it's just a spritz action. Spritz, spritz, spritz. And don't forget, under your arms, the inside of your arms, behind your ears, on your neck, under your chin. The amount of times I've been making up a bride for a wedding and the whole back of her neck is pale because they've forgotten to tan behind the ears, or there's a gap just under the chin there. So take your time, rub it in really, really well, particularly in between your fingers. And then once you finish applying, then wash your hands afterwards so that you don't get that orangey effect around your nails.
And Dolly, do you use a glove or do you just use your hands and then give them a good wash after?
Well, you can use the glove, but with the skinny tanning, you can just do it with your hand.
Yeah.
But yes, you can. And the glove, you can get them in pennies. They are a couple of euro and you can put it on. It's just whatever suits you. But for me, with the skinny tan, definitely just with your hand is perfect. But if I was going to use the Bombay Sands, yes, use the little glove. And you can really rub it in, get it into your elbows, knees, and around your ankles as well. Be very, very careful of that around your ankles because you don't want to have big orange sort of looking ankles.
Is there any, in terms of the orange hands and the ankles and the elbows, I've had the hands now before. I remember very clearly going to a farmer's journal Christmas party and I was in work that morning and I wanted gloves or something to cover up my hands because they were just like two oranges going around.
Well, again, that's because you just didn't wash your hands. So always when you're applying your tan, have a sink of water in front of you ready and you just wash your hands. But in a crisis, I've had to do it before where I had a bride that had really orangey hands. You just get a big a wide nail file and very, very carefully kind of buff the hands, buff the knuckles, buff the fingers. Again, make sure you've got all your jewelry off, buff around the nails and then really moisturize. But yeah, it is not a great look. You can always tell when somebody just hasn't washed their hands as soon as they've applied their fake tan.
And do you put tan on your face, Dolly, or do you just leave your face plain?
I always put tan on my face. Yes. And I again, that's the last thing I do. Just put it on very lightly, rub it around your eyebrows. Be careful around your eyes, around just a little dabbing on the ears and then around the back of the neck. So always have your hair just scrunched up on the top of your head so your hair's completely out of the way. and go into the hairline. And actually that, get with your little mitt, you can do little circular motions just around your forehead and around your neck. But yes, I always put it on my face, just very, very lightly.
Did you ever use any of the sprays, the Dripping Gold or any of that?
Dripping Gold is excellent. Dripping Gold, in fact, I did a little piece for the Irish Country Living last summer about that.
I think that's right.
Yes, that is lovely. And again, you can, but my advice is don't go and put on a fake tan. If you're going somewhere really smart or a party or something for the first time, you're going out to something special and you want to look $1 million, don't go and buy tan and do it that the night before for the first time. I would always say do a bit of a test run, particularly if you're going to try something new. But I mean, the skinny tan, I know I'm going on about it, but it's just fantastic. And it's so easy to apply and it's just lovely results.
It's one I'm going to have to try because I actually haven't heard of it, but it sounds great.
Yes, brilliant.
And can you build it up, Dolly, or is it just one application and you leave it?
No, definitely build it up. It comes out quite naturally. If you want to have a much stronger tan, then I would advise you to go for the Bondi Sands, because that is a much darker tan. Like, my teenage daughters love that. You know, and if you keep applying, you could do it maybe once or twice. You literally look like you've come back from the Caribbean. If you like that kind of look. But I think for me, I like the sort of natural sun-kissed. It's much more flattering.
And what advice would you have to someone who hasn't worn tan before, wants to try it, but is very nervous?
I would advise to go for Dove. Dove the moisturiser. It's moisturising lotion. Dove, you can buy, it's normally by the Nivea, that sort of area in the chemists. And it's kind of a milky moisturising solution that you just lightly put on after your shower, and it just gives you a very light tan. It just takes that, if somebody's got very milk bottle white legs and it's your first time you're getting your legs out for the summer and you're wearing a pair of shorts, it's great. And it doesn't smell, it's quick drying, and it's a very, very natural light tan. But you know, so that would be, if you're very nervous and you can put it on your face, then I would advise to use Dove.
Okay, so Dove is entry level with tan and you can build from there.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
And I suppose with regards to tanning and the heat and the sun, do you have any more tips for us, Dolly, before we let you go?
Oh, yes, indeed. So, did you want to know about my, I've got top 10 products that you couldn't be without, makeup products?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to hear them.
Would you? Okay. So I was talking about MAC Studio Fix Powder. That's a brilliant little product. If for this lovely hot weather, you just want a little bit of cover. So what it is, it's a powder foundation and it controls any shine on your face. So that's a brilliant little product by MAC. And Bobbi Brown does a very good brow fixing pen. So if somebody, if you can put a little bit of color through your eyebrows, it frames the eye and very, very flattering, very easy to apply because it's a little pencil. So you just put that through your brows. So that's another little tip if you wanted to treat yourself.
Very good. And with eyebrows now, Dolly, what's in? Big, huge eyebrows, skinny eyebrows?
Well, I think for the summer look, I think you want to go for the summer look to be quite natural. I think pretty and natural. I'm all in for having a lovely skin tone. So just a little bit of cover up, a little bit of Studio Fix, and then a bit of bronzer. Charlotte Tilbury has got a fantastic bronzer out called All Year Round Sunkissed. And that's a very light but pretty bronzer. You just put it on the apple of the cheeks. And I'm all about the bold lip. Go sassy, go bright. And MAC has got a great range called Love Me Liquid Lip Colours. And they really last all day. They're fantastic. You can put a little bit of lip liner. And if you were going down to the beach and you wanted to just feel a little bit summer, you can go to pink or a coral or a spicy nude. And they've got a beautiful range. And they last, I mean, a good few hours. And they even last when you're swimming. They're just a very pretty colour. And then also finish off your look with a really pretty nail polish on the toes and the fingers. And you can't go wrong with Rimmel London. They're under a fiver. They've got an amazing range of really fun colours. Always put on a top coat. But yeah, definitely go pink, go orange, go blue. Just, you know, a bright nail polish really finishes off your summer look.
Fantastic. I'm writing this all down here. I have them all down. I'll be going to get them, particularly those nail polishes, particularly if they're under a fiver.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Angel Wing, which is their pink, and Flamenco Beach. That's a brilliant orange. Those two would be my ones, my go-to Rimmel nail polishes.
So that'd be your kind of summer look. A little bit of Studio Fix, a little bit of brow. Is it a liquid lipstick, Dolly? Does it?
The MAC. It's called Love Me Liquid Lip Color, and it's budge proof. It's absolutely brilliant. But always use a lip liner first.
Perfect.
Use your lip liner, and then you put your. It's a liquid lip color, but it's so sassy and fun. And it just, you know, it just peps everything up. You know, if you're going down to the beach, you won't wear any makeup. But if you have a lippy on with your sun hat, away you go.
My final question, particularly because you're someone who loves colour. I know that because I've known you for a while now. Yes. What would you say to someone who is a bit afraid of colour and likes to keep it very, very nude?
Well, what I'd say to you, start off with maybe wearing a slightly brighter nail polish, or even start it with it on your toes, a little bit of colour on your toes. And don't be scared. You know, if you're nervous of makeup and you're nervous of colour, I would say you can't go wrong with mascara. Just, you know, two coats of mascara. The L'Oreal Unlimited is an amazing mascara, and it's waterproof. It stays on brilliantly. A little bit of mascara. And then lipstick-wise, you know, back to the MAC Love Me Liquid Lips, they do some sort of spicy nude colours. So go for a slightly neutral colour, but, you know, or even just a bit of gloss. But once you start and slow, I think you'll get that, you'll get addicted to it, and you'll just want to use a little bit more colour, more and more. But you can't go wrong with just a light lipstick.
Perfect. No, I agree. So start with mascara and a bit of lipstick and go from there.
Yeah. And then just push the boat out a bit with a bit of a, you know, a mad, crazy, bright. You can get some really pretty pinks lip colour. So I think that works really nicely to set you on your merry way.
And do you mind me asking, Dolly, just before I let you go, what's the craziest look you've ever worn, brightest colour, or is there anything in particular that's been very outlandish?
Oh, I've got a lime green liquid liner with a shimmer, and I've got a neon pink lipstick that I actually bought down in Soho years ago. It was a really fun makeup shop down there, and it literally glitters, and it's sort of a luminous fluorescent. So yes, I think that was one of my biggest statements. Big hair platform shoes and then a bright pink dress. You couldn't miss me, put it that way.
Yeah, you're like a Spice Girl, Dolly.
Absolutely,
Well, Dolly, thank you very much for coming on and sharing all that with us. And hopefully now we'll get the weather to go with it all.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Anne. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Not at all. We'll be looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you very much.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And
it's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong.
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.